Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Nationally by the Gab Radio Network.
Love is strange. A lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our new friend, Barry Clapp. Barry is the president and CEO of Cintage Corporation, an organization that's helping companies just like yours with their budgeting process, with their financial planning, especially the more sophisticated you get, the bigger you get, and the more units you have, the more elements to your business that you have. You got to manage all those and tie them all together and make them come out right on the other end. Right, Barry?
That's exactly right, yeah. And one of the important parts is the reporting after the fact, right? So it's, you can build a budget in December, but what happens come June and July, right? And your budget's not matching your actuals, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. For one reason or another, hopefully you're outperforming. But a lot of people don't have the information they need to try to compare, you know, actual performance versus what the budget is and make adjustments. So that's the other thing that we do. Once you lay down this budget, you got the ability to manage the business and decide, you know, if you're hitting your numbers or not.
What is your profile customer? What's the smallest profile customer that can justify your software?
Yeah, I would say it's grown recently. We started out as a sort of shrink-wrap software product selling to QuickBooks customers. That was how the business started. We've grown now to a typical customer is at least $10 million in sales, maybe $25 million in sales.
Mm-hmm.
And where we used to peak at about $50 or $100 million in sales. Now we actually can handle customers that are $250 million.
So you base your profile on revenue, not on employees.
Well, it just turns out that's where the complexion.
That makes sense because I think that's I think that's where all of us need to be focused more. Because look at how much more people are producing with fewer employees these days, right? You gotta.
Exactly,
I think that's
right.
Shifting. So talk to us. One of the things I like to ask experts like you, business operators like you, is to share some of the mistakes you've made with us. What's something you guys have done the last 10 or 15 years that you can't believe you did it and how you got out of it?
Yeah, I would say the biggest mistake that we made, and it's kind of a broad one, is lack of focus. I think when a small business is starting up and you need to make money, and you need to pay the payroll, and you need to get cash flow coming in, you sort of chase every dollar that might be in front of you.
Yep.
And as a result, I think for a long time, the company was busy just trying to bring cash flow into the business.
Boy, everybody out there, every business owner out there listening to you right now knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'd say for the longest time, the company would have meandered, I think, like that for a long time. And I think focusing in on, you know, trying to determine what the market wants, listening to the customer, trying to focus in on what the market wants and having the nerve to stick to it and build a product and a service and the support around supplying that requirement and walking away from a lot of different short-term revenue opportunities. Is what changed the company.
You gotta find out what your knitting is and stick to it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly right. And then from our standpoint, and then it was about the culture. Just we really needed to establish a culture where the customer was the king and responding to the customer and truly satisfying or fulfilling the desires of the customer instead of our own. Made a big difference, I'd say, in the business. And then from then on forward, we've taken off as a result.
Well, that's a good story to tell there, Barry. One of the things that I've encouraged small business owners to do for a long, long time now is to use the concept of outsourcing to grow their business, so not to try to be all things to all people in the processes of the operation. Find professionals who can help you out and contract with them rather than hiring for that growth. What do you think? How have you guys done that?
Yeah, so, you know, being up here in Boston and starting a high-tech company, as I mentioned to you, our biggest competitor raised $175 million of venture capital, if you
wow.
can believe it. So competing, you know, in the high-tech market in the United States, you really have to be able to do a lot with a little bit of resources.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, just because you're little, doesn't mean you don't have to do everything that the big guys have to do, right? So
right.
it's key to outsource and to rent, you know, resources for a short
mm-hmm.
period of time and
mm-hmm.
not make them fixed assets. So I'll give you an example. Insperity, you know, I know we're sponsored by Insperity. We've been an Insperity customer for 10 years or more. And so not worrying about, when I think about health insurance, I don't pay any attention to what's going on in the news about health insurance or payroll or somebody quits or somebody joins the company or we increase somebody's salary.
Mm-hmm.
All of that gets done by Insperity, for example. But we also did a lot of our software development in the Ukraine for many years. We've outsourced some of it to Argentina.
Right.
And on and on. And I would say that our experience is that you can get high-level expertise, you know, expertise that you could not afford to pay for.
Right. Or hire.
By renting an expert, yeah,
mm-hmm.
For 6 months or 3 months
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in our field, that's essential. Finding those resources and knowing how to charter them to get the work done that you need is absolutely critical.
That's well said, Barry. Hey, Barry, I've enjoyed our visit. Good job today. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah, Barry Clapp, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.